Hello and welcome to Let's Talk Packaging, the only podcast that gets this excited about what holds your stuff. I'm your host, Alec. Today we're diving into a problem that has plagued lunch packers and food preppers for generations, the dreaded soggy surprise. And to help us defeat this culinary villain, we have a true superhero of science in the studio. Please welcome Laura, an absolute wizard in the world of food science and preservation. Laura, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Alec. Wizard is a new title for me, but I'll take it. Happy to be here to fight the good fight against sogginess.
Excellent. So let's set the scene. I make a beautiful crisp salad for lunch. I pack it in a container. I get to work, open it up, and it's a swamp. A sad, watery swamp. What is happening?
Ah, the classic swamp salad. You've encountered our nemesis, condensation.
Condensation. It sounds so simple, but it's a master of destruction.
It really is. In basic terms, it's all about temperature and moisture. Your fresh salad or maybe some warm leftovers has a lot of water content. When you seal that food in a package, the air inside gets humid.
Okay, so it's a little rainforest in my lunchbox.
Exactly. Then you put that container in a cold environment like the fridge. The warm, moist air inside the package hits the cold surface of the container. And poof, the water vapor turns back into liquid water droplets.
Right.
Those droplets then rain down on your unsuspecting food, turning your crisp lettuce into a wilted mess.
A self-sabotaging rainstorm. So how do we stop the storm? Are we doomed to a life of soggy salads?
Not at all. The first line of defense is shockingly simple, but so often overlooked. Cool your food before you pack it.
Cool it first. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. If you're packing leftovers that are still warm, you're creating the perfect conditions for that mini rainforest we talked about. The temperature difference between the warm food and the cool packaging will be huge, which means maximum condensation.
So how cool is cool enough? Are we talking lukewarm or stick it in the freezer for 10 minutes cool?
Great question. You don't need to freeze it, but letting it come down to at least room temperature is a massive help. If you can, chilling it in the fridge uncovered for a little while before sealing the container is even better. It reduces that initial humidity significantly.
Uncovered, that's a key detail. So the moisture can escape into the fridge instead of the container.
Precisely.
All right, tip number one, be patient, cool your food. What's next in our anti-soggy arsenal?
Next up is the packaging itself. We need to give that moisture an escape route. This is where ventilated packaging comes in.
Okay, that makes sense, but it also sounds like there's a delicate balance. Before we go on, you have to have a funny story for us. Give us a horror story. What's the worst packaging failure you've ever seen?
Oh, wow. Putting me on the spot. Okay, I do have one. It was a few years ago, I was testing out one of those meal kit delivery services. You know, the ones they send you a box with all the pre-portioned ingredients to make a fancy dinner.
Yes, the I'm a gourmet chef for a day box. I know them well. So, packages with holes in them?
Basically, yes. It sounds counterintuitive. You think you want to seal things tight to keep them fresh. But for many cold foods, especially produce, a little airflow is crucial. Think about the containers you buy berries in.
Oh, yeah. They always have those little slits on the side?
Exactly. Those vents allow that humid air to escape before it can turn into condensation. It helps regulate the atmosphere inside the package. For things like hot takeaway food, you'll often see containers with small perforated tabs you can pop open.
So the food can breathe. It's like opening a window for my sandwich.
It is. It prevents a steamy, humid environment from building up. There are even special films and bags designed with micro perforations that are almost invisible, but they do the same job.
Okay, so we've got cool food and breathable packaging. Is that the end of the story?
Almost. There's one more massive piece of the puzzle, and this one is more about the journey the food takes. We have to maintain a consistent temperature throughout the supply chain.
You mean from the factory to the store?
Yep. It's often called the cold chain. You can do everything right at the packaging plant, but if that refrigerated truck gets stuck in the sun on the tarmac for an hour, the temperature inside can spike.
The cold chain. That sounds like something out of a spy movie. Can you break that down for us? What are the links in this chain?
It totally does, right? I like to think of it as a series of chilly high fives. The first link is the processing plant, where the food is chilled right after being packaged. High five. Then it's handed off to the second link, the refrigerated truck that takes it to the distribution center. High five. From there, it goes to another truck and finally to the grocery store's cold storage room. High five. The final link is you taking it home and putting it in your fridge. If any one of those high fives is missed and the food warms up, the chain is broken.
So even if I buy a perfectly packed salad, its secret sogginess could be the fault of a traffic jam somewhere.
It's entirely possible. Consistency is key. Keeping the product at a stable, cool temperature from the moment it's packed to the moment you pick it up is the final boss in the fight against condensation.
The final boss. I love it. So it's a team effort.
A massive team effort.
This has been fascinating. So to recap for everyone listening, if you want to win the war on waterlogged lunches, you need to remember three things. First, chill out. Cool your food before you pack it.
Definitely number one.
Second, give it some breathing room with ventilated packaging.
Let it breathe.
And third, respect the journey. The cold chain needs to be unbroken to avoid those temperature tantrums.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Laura, this has been incredibly insightful. You've armed us all with the knowledge to protect our precious lunches. Thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure, Alec. Go forth and conquer condensation.
We will. That's all the time we have for today on Let's Talk Packaging. Join us next time as we unwrap another exciting topic. I'm Alec. Stay crisp.